Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Suffering, even when doing good. 1 Peter 3, 8-18. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. I think most of us live our lives thinking about how things could be better tomorrow than they are today, how we can make our lives easier with less stress and less struggle. After all, isn't this the basis of the Industrial Revolution and our modern way of life with all our technology and time and energy saving inventions? In many senses, we no longer struggle day to day wondering when our next meal will be, nor do we wonder where it will come from besides the grocery store. So for us to consider suffering as a part of God's will can be quite a foreign concept to even contemplate. Why would God want me to suffer? If he is so loving, wouldn't he want me to just be comfortable? Why would I willingly submit myself to suffering? It would be nice if we could say to people, come follow Jesus and all your earthly troubles will be over. Look at me, I haven't had a difficult day since I came to Jesus. But no, this isn't the case. In some ways, there are challenges and sufferings that come specifically because we follow Jesus. As the Apostle Peter writes this letter, he is careful not to leave out the fact that in this life, there is some suffering that God has designed specifically for us. I've heard it illustrated like this. God has tailor-made certain afflictions or sufferings just for you. It's like a suit coat or other attire. It is specifically and specially designed by God for you. You might say, but it doesn't feel like it is for me. It's not comfortable. It feels like it must be for someone else. Three main things that God is doing through our suffering. First, he is drawing us close to himself. When we find ourselves in great need, it increases our sense of our need for Jesus. And we lean into him knowing we can't live this life on our own. Second, as we lean into him more intimately, we also developed deeper character, perseverance, endurance, and confidence in God. Third, we are a greater witness to the world around us of how valuable Jesus is to us. It is easy to value a life of ease and all the toys and comforts this world has to offer. That can easily be idolatry, where the gift is more important than the giver. But when a watching world sees that we willingly, even joyfully, endure hardship, especially for our choices to follow Jesus, they are forced to reevaluate their own lives and value system. Is what they are living for actually what is most important? Missionary to China, C.T. Studd, wrote this: "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." Dear Lord, I so easily get frustrated with the difficulties and trials you have designed for me. Forgive me for not trusting you as I should. Lord, please make yourself known more and more to me, and through me to the world around me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.